It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. John Husing will deliver his annual economic forecast this week, a Thursday luncheon at the Doubletree Inn in Ontario. The public is welcome. We'll tell you more about how to get tickets to that in just a few minutes. The first thing that Dr. Husing does when he stands before hundreds of Inland Empire business and civic leaders anxious to hear his assessment of the Inland Empire's economy over the next year is to go back and see how he did predicting this year's economy at last year's luncheon.
Generally, I like to put in fairly far up front is what I call the confession. That is, what did I say would happen and what in fact did happen? One of the things that irritates me about a lot of these events held by various people is they never tell you what they said last year and how what actually happened compares to that. And I've always done that. Sometimes I've been embarrassed. Not often, however. I've been around this place for so long, I've got a pretty good feel for it, I think.
I'm not really so sure. I mean, that's pretty brave of you, because I'm not so sure if, say, for instance, if politicians came in and talked about their record over year after year, if we'd reelect them.
I have more sense than to be a politician, having gotten that out of my system at a very young age. Last year, I had forecast that we would add 48,700 jobs, that our growth rate would be 3.5%. When I look at the other people who forecast the Inland Empire, we get the Rose Institute out of Claremont. We get UCR with Beacon Economics. We get the LA Economic Development. They ranged from a low of 34,200 jobs to a high of 41,400 jobs. So my 48.7 was an outlier, much more optimistic. What happened? What actually happened was 47.7.
Ding, 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 ding.
So I hit it.
You win.
You win
The Price is Right.
I came within 1,000 jobs.
Yes.
Of what actually happened. I said 48.7. It was a little slower than that. It came in at 47.7. The interesting thing is where I was the most wrong, and that was in employment agencies, part-time workers. Part-time workers I had forecast and missed because the sector shrank by 3,700 jobs last year. And that was completely unexpected.
Really?
Yeah, and that was a real outlier for that sector to shrink by that much. Hmm. But that's what the redone data where the Employment Development Department does their March 2016 baseline to federal data that is based upon the actual returns that come in when people pay their unemployment insurance and say, this is how many workers I had, this is what my payroll was, and here's my check for my unemployment insurance. It's done under penalty of perjury. The federal government uses those data, and EDD, the California Employment Development Department, what they do is they re-benchmark back to that. And that's where we came up with this figure of a negative 3,700. So that caused my forecast to be a little too strong. But all in all, missing it by 1,000, I'll take.
That's, yeah.
Now, where I missed more was I thought the unemployment rate would move down to about 5%. In fact, it came in at 5.9. So I missed that. It did not get down as far as I thought it would.
From what? What were you? You were taking it from what?
It was at 6.6 the previous year, and I
thought
it would get
down
to 5. I thought it'd get down to 5, and in fact ended up at 5.9.
Yeah.
So it got down, but it didn't get down far.
That was pretty optimistic of you.
Yeah, when I looked at it, I really was surprised I went far down. I'm surprised I didn't. I had thought, until I went back and looked at what I wrote, I thought I took it down to 6, but apparently I didn't.
Well,
if I'd have been at 6, I'd have been right on it almost.
Yeah. But then maybe perhaps when you were doing this, you had no premonition of what the national, not just economic environment would be, but the national political environment. And this year, we can be sure that Dr. Husing has factored the current political climate into his annual economic forecast luncheon day after tomorrow at the DoubleTree Inn in Ontario. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning feature of 91.9 KVCR. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. Use our search function and type in John Husing. In fact, in last week's segment, Dr. Husing gave us a preview of what he's going to talk about Thursday. Once again, John Husing's annual State of the Region and Economic Forecast Luncheon will be this Thursday from 11:30 to 2 at the DoubleTree Inn in Ontario. He'll be joined by special guest speakers, including a senior executive from the Port of Long Beach to talk about trade and logistics. The CEO of San Antonio Regional Hospital will talk about the potential changes in the healthcare sector. And a San Bernardino County supervisor and a member of the Regional Air Quality Board will talk about possible changes in regulation. Find out more at this website, ieep.org.